got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet.
Today on Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Township. Alfie looks at what happened to the markets on Wednesday and why. Common mistakes to avoid with your IRA RMDs. Creating longevity and legacy, Alfie explains, at a workshop you don't want to miss. Welcome to Saving the Investor with certified financial planner, investment advisor, and insurance professional, Alfie Townshend, president of Advantage Retirement Group. He works with retirees and pre-retirees to build and protect their nest egg so they can plan with care and retire with confidence. Now, Saving the Investor with Alfie Townshend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida. You're listening to Saving the Investor radio show. My number is 239-561-1155. You can visit us online also at savingtheinvestor.com. Remember to tune in or set your DVR to Saving the Investor TV show. And it's every Sunday. It's 10 o'clock on Fox 4 right after Chris Wallace. It's 11 a.m. also on NBC after Meet the Press. And then 9 o'clock on CTN, and that's a PM though. And in something new, we're going to be talking about this starting this Monday. It's going to be on the Morning Blend from 8 to 9. It's going to be a new segment called Money Monday. And today's show, we're going to talk about really the weekend review. We had a lot of things going on. I'm in studio with my co-host, Mary Thompson. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you, Alfie. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's always great to be here. You know, John is taking a little vacation in New Jersey. He'll come back. Hopefully he'll probably come back with talking his New York accent.
We miss you, John.
Yes, so, we do miss you.
I'm glad I'm here. And
absolutely.
Yeah. And Alfie, let's talk about the week in review. And it's really interesting. You know, Wednesday was kind of a dismal week or dismal day, if you will. And then Thursday, the stock market just really finished much higher right after that. So what was going on over that, you know, between Wednesday and Thursday that made things so dramatically different from one day to the next?
Well, it's really earnings. You know, IBM had not the best earnings. That really brought down the Dow. And then Wednesday, Thursday rolls around. The market finishes very high up. And so that's what we talk about the market. You know, when we say the market, you know, the Dow is only 30 companies. So I want people to think of the market as global. I don't want you to just to think of the market as the S&P or the Dow Jones. It's global. You got to think global, small caps, large caps. And we're going to talk about that. But that's what I want you to. And it was very strong economic data and corporate earnings really lifted the main benchmarks, which are the S&P, the Dow. Those are the main benchmarks, but the NASDAQ again is the small caps. We're going to talk about that too.
Right. So even though the market is very broad and it's all these different sectors, let's break it down just for a few minutes though for our listeners. The S&P 500, it climbed almost 1%. So what were the things that led that part of the rally?
Well, in that you had a lot of financials that were doing good. I think Citigroup did very well. So you had the industrials leading the rally. So a lot of, you know, good information. We're going to talk about, people, you know, getting back to work. We're going to talk about, I think, people in general. We have a lot of things happening right now, Mary, around the world. You can, you know, with Russia, we have things going on with, obviously, Syria and Iran now is starting to get in the mix. And then you have North Korea. So we have a lot of stuff out there, and that drives the emotion of the market. But you have to take the emotion out and make sure that you're invested in the market globally, and make sure that the market takes all this in consideration. So it's ahead of, you know, don't think the market isn't priced into all this stuff that's happening. It's already priced in. We talk about that quite a bit, Mary.
Absolutely. So, well, and then the Dow, it was up 174 points in one day, which is, again, almost 1%. And what were some of the different things that may have contributed to that segment?
Well, American Express. Now, this is a pretty interesting topic, because American Express is a credit card that's, people that use American Express companies is mostly companies. Companies use American Express, and American Express is used a lot for traveling, a lot for restaurants, a lot for business. And so when American Express shares, you know, really shot up, that just, yeah, it's good for American Express, of course. It's good for the market. But it's also, I think, Mary, it's good for the economy, because that means people are spending money again in businesses. If we can get businesses spending, going to these conventions, you know, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of always bad talk about, oh, these conventions are spending all this money, this and that. But it, you know, spending money is good for businesses because it creates really opportunities out there. It creates, you know, jobs. It creates momentum for the market. So that's all, you know, there's nothing wrong with spending money, you know, with businesses. And so when I look at American Express having a good returns for, you know, for that quarter, that's a good thing to me, not just for American Express, but for the really the economy itself.
Right. That's a really good point. So, and then of course, the NASDAQ, there were some things with regard to the Labor Department reports that influenced that. What are your thoughts on that, Alfie?
Well, that's a great report. So the earlier this week, we had the Labor Department reported that the number of Americans collecting unemployment checks fell to its lowest level in 17 years.
That's incredible. That's fabulous.
That's big. That's big. So, you know, one way to get the debt down is to pay taxes, pay into the system. And that means that there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people are starting to they're getting that momentum going again. You can just feel that. And like I said, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening. We're not in a utopia, obviously, but there's a lot of good things happening in business. And that's why I feel the market has so much more room to move. And now they're talking about Obamacare again to get rid of that. They're talking about that. And they're also talking about, you know, those tax cuts. So all this momentum sort of stalled a little bit because of the tax cuts Obamacare didn't happen. Then the tax cuts are pushed off the burner a little bit further away, but they're talking about bringing that back. So that's going to be real good. We're going to talk more about that. If you have any questions about the topics that we're talking about, I'd love to talk to you. Give us a call at 239-561-1155.
Still to come, Alfie's tips on how to avoid making IRA mistakes.
Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.
So why is it that some people think life should be handed to them with a silver spoon? Well, I believe honest, hard work is the formula for a prosperous and successful life. Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here. And let me tell you about a man right here in Southwest Florida whose life wasn't as easy as a child. Now, he was born to a teenage mother, fatherless by the time he was five. His mom worked tirelessly, earning a modest living selling shoes, but unpaid bills meant sleepless nights, no electricity, moving countless times, and living his preteen years in the United Methodist Children's Home. And as a young man, his drive for success and his honest work ethic surpassed his peers. And with hard work and determination, Alfie Townshend, he went on to become a certified financial planner and founder of Advantage Retirement Group. Now today, Alfie helps retirees and those soon to retire put their hard-earned money to work. Call Alfie to validate your retirement income plan or to put one in place. 561-1155. That's 561-1155 on the web, savingtheinvestor.com.
Welcome back. In our last segment, we talked about last week's Week in Review. In this segment, what we're going to talk about, and I feel it's very, very important, is the IRAs, RMDs, and some of the really the common mistakes. Mary, there's so many common mistakes that you can avoid in these RMDs, and you know, that stands for Required Minimum Distribution, the dreaded 70 and a half. What you have to do and what you should do and what you, we're going to give you some tips, and we're going to talk about this on our TV show also, but right now we're going to talk about it also. We're going to talk about, you know, we talk about mistakes, but before we go into there, Mary, we were talking, and it is sort of sad. I was talking to a client yesterday, and he drove up in his 1957 original Thunderbird. He's the second owner. So 1957 convertible Thunderbird, just beautiful.
Beautiful car.
One that everybody would want. And the tailpipes in the back is part of the bumper. And he says, Alfie, I don't even like to drive it, unfortunately, because I got hit this past year, and it just got fixed. I got rear-ended. I said, in this car? He said, yes, it was an 85-year-old. I said, did she fall asleep? What happened? No, she was texting. I said, texting? An 85-year-old texting? You know,
unbelievable. Yeah. You think of teenagers texting and driving, and okay, you now, should not you text got, and drive at any age.
Now you got grandma, probably a great-grandma texting and driving. So, hey, I'm telling you, people are using the iPads, the iPhones. It changed the world.
Yep.
And,
yep.
You know, the iPhone has only been out like 10 years.
Right.
And
right.
You think it feels like it's been out for years and years and years.
Well, that's a mistake you don't want to make.
Yeah,
so
that is
so what
a
are some of the other tips that you have for avoiding IRA mistakes, Alfie?
Okay, so let's talk about the first thing. Okay, you're 70 and a half, and now you have to start taking out your required minimum distributions. So the government said this, hey, we're going to give you opportunity to not pay taxes on this money for years and years and years. So that's a good thing. I mean, years and years and years, you're not paying any taxes. Matter of fact, you got deductions from it. So you put in your $6,500 or you put in your $20,000 in your 401ks, and you did not have to pay income taxes on that money while you were working, which is a great thing. But now it's time to pay the piper when you're 70, 70 and a half, or 70 and a half, I should say. You have to start paying taxes on that money, and you have to start taking that money out. There's a rule how you have to take the money out. When I first got in this business in 1983, the payout on IRAs was a 16-year payout, which 16 years, meaning you had to take out your money by the time you were 86 years old. Now, you do not have to have majority of your money out. Those rules changed in the early 90s. You have to have majority of your money out by 97, okay? And there's still money in there all the way up to 115, believe it or not. So the government really allowed us to spread it out a lot longer. And it used to also be where if you inherit the IRA for your spouse, they don't have to take any distributions if they're not 70 and a half yet. But if it's your children or whoever inherits that IRA, it used to be a 5-year payout or lump sum. But now, you know, there were some advisors, and we were one of them, that were at the cutting edge, who was able to do stretch IRAs for mm-hmm. our clients' children and grandchildren. So just think about this, to be able to take that IRA and spread it out for many, many years based on their age, it's a great thing. So that's called a stretch IRA, but you do have to take that money out. But really what happens is a lot of times you have all these IRAs and they're aggregate, meaning that they're going to take the aggregate number. So if you have 10 IRAs and they're spread all over the place, you have to take out enough for all of them, but you could take it all out of one if you want, okay? If you have 10, we could take it out of one. Now, if you have 10, what I always suggest is consolidation. And this is the reason why we want to consolidate your IRAs, because when we're consolidating your IRAs, you're taking all these IRAs and putting them in one spot. Now, when I say one spot, that means you're going to be a diversified wherever we're going to put it, but one spot. So when we pay your required minimum distribution, you are not going to be subject to a 50% penalty from the government because you didn't take out enough.
Mm-hmm. Right. A lot of people do make that mistake of not taking it out properly, and that's a huge penalty, 50%.
Yeah, Mary. And so just think, if you were supposed to take out $10,000 from this one IRA and the company forgot to send it to you. Mm-hmm. So think about this. The company could be a big one, and I know banks were notorious about this, did not send a distribution, and then all of a sudden what would happen is that you get this notice that, nope, you were supposed to take out $10,000, you're $10,000 short. Please send us a check for $5,000 plus interest. Mm. Okay, so now, you know, so now you have to pay this penalty, and you have to pay, you know, taxes on this penalty,
right,
too. So all of a sudden you have this penalty, and you go to the bank and say, or this institution, say, you know what, I never got my information from you guys, and you know, so I think you're responsible for this, and they're going to look at you and say, nope, you're responsible. So what we want to do is make sure that the IRAs are taken out properly, and it's going to be sent to you properly.
You know what, Alfie? Your staff does a really good job, too, of making sure that your clients, their RMDs are taken out at the right time. And in fact, we were just talking about that, how we have notes in our system that make sure that we've got everything shored up with confidence. So I think there's a lot of advantage of working with one advisor.
Well, thank you. Again, if you want to know more about your IRAs, give us a call at 561-1155. We're talking about the common mistakes that are made with IRAs. Mistake number two we talk about is this. The tax codes are different from 401ks, 403bs, 457s. It does not count towards your RMD requirement. So you have to be careful if you're taking money out of a 401k, but you're not taking it out of an IRA. It doesn't count because a 401k, as long as you're working, you do not have to take out distributions from an IRA. Okay. From a 401k, if you're still working, you could be 75 still working. You don't have to take it out. But once you retire, then you have to get it over to an IRA and start your distribution. So it's very important. A lot of times also too, Mary, there's people do not want to, where to take it out of. So what I'm going to do is this. We're going to go to a break, but when we get back, we're going to talk about where's the best place to take your RMDs from.
Coming up, keeping your cool when the market doesn't.
Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155, or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend.
In studio with Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner. Alfie, my question to you, we've got this new administration, a new president. Some people might be timid. You don't think they should, though?
I don't think so. We're going to have lower rates across the board. He's taking the tax rate right now and going to bring it down from a 39% for corporations down to 10 or 15. That's going to bring a lot of money back into the United States, and that's going to be a lot of money that's going to be able to be spent. I think it's going to be a great time for people to get back in the market and have a plan in place.
And ultimately, it leads to a bigger, more booming economy.
I believe so. And people right now, they're coming in the office, Trey, and they have confidence. And like I've never seen before in a long, long time, this confidence is back. And I think that that's going to help.
Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Or visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com.
Welcome back. This is Alfie Townsend with my co-host, Mary Thompson. In our last segment, we talked about really RMDs, required minimum distributions, and mistakes. And we sort of ran a little bit over, but I'm going to go back to that because I think this is very important. Because you have these IRAs, and a lot of advisors, Mary, they do not invest for, they may be investing for growth because that's when you were working, they were trying to grow your money.
Right.
But now you're in a different phase of your life. We always call it, you have the harvesting phase, and then you have your accumulation phase. And accumulation phase is when you're working, you're accumulating money's, a market's going down, up, but you're not needing a paycheck, so it doesn't matter. But during the harvesting phase is when it needs a shift from growth to an income strategy. And a lot of people don't have that income strategy in place. And that's what we always call that financial MRI. So that financial MRI roadmap, it puts your plan in place so you have that income from your RMDs, or if it's coming from other vehicles, we're going to have that. And a lot of times, a dividend is going to be a great place to take. We have dividend portfolios to take RMDs and still have growth potential. So if the markets fluctuate up and down, you still have that dividend kicking out your RMD. So that's a great thing. And then you want to have some growth opportunities. And you might have something that says, you know what, I want a guaranteed income. So we're going to put that in place. But the programs that we use is, that's why we call it that financial MRI roadmap, because the programs that we use is going to encompass everything that you have into a strategy that you can see on our 70-inch board that shows you where the money's coming from. We're going to show you expenses. We're going to show you inflation. We're going to show you a very low return on our portfolios that are ridiculously low, so you can see that you're going to be okay. And we're going to show you where part of that money is guaranteed. If you want some of that income guarantee and you don't have a pension, we can create your own pension too. So these are great, great topics I feel that are very important if you're retired or soon to be retired. Mary, let's talk more about, you know, we talk about how to, you know, really manage volatility.
Exactly. And people are very worried about volatility, and sometimes they make bad choices, bad decisions. And I think it's their emotions get in the way.
Yeah, it is. You have emotions. So you have, so volatility, would you say, you know, to the listeners and you, Mary, too, you know, the market, the world, I had a client that, not a client, a nice couple that came in for their second appointment, and I told them, I'm going to use you as an example. And they said, they told me, you know what, Alfie, we are really, we just moved to this big firm, I'm not mentioning names, about 8 months ago. We just moved there about 8 months ago. I want to give them an opportunity. So they weren't going to keep their second appointment. I said, listen, I understand what you're saying, but you need to keep your second appointment to see what you have. You don't want to put your head in the ground and not know what you have. So they said, okay, we'll keep the appointment. They came in, and I told them, I'm going to use you as an example yesterday. I told them, because I said, this is a serious situation. They had over 80% of their money in large cap stocks, and we were able to reduce their volatility by 52%.
That's incredible.
52% for the same rate of return. I said, okay, or let's keep the same volatility that you currently have. We were able to increase their return by unbelievable amount of returns with a little bit less volatility than they currently have. And the thing about it is, how do we do that? Well, one way we do it is we take the emotion out of it. You know, they were talking, you know, he was talking about, I don't know about the international. I said, I don't know about the international either. No one knows about the international, but I do know one thing. You need to have international holdings. You need to have small caps. You need to have micro caps. You need to have value companies. You need to have some large value, small value. You need to have intermediate bonds. You need to have a lot of different assets, because returns come from owning the market. It doesn't come from a guru stock picker, because you can be right a couple times, but it's hard to be right consistently. So, you know, I said, this is a very important subject, is if you can reduce your volatility and know you own the market and know you can go and travel and do the things you want to do without having to worry about, should I get in or should I get out? That's a great feeling. So, Mary, you talked about emotion. That was it. You know, people are living longer. We have to take that in consideration. People are living longer. So what does that mean? That means people are living longer, and you better have a plan in place to plan on living to 90 years old. I got clients that are in their 90s. I have some in Maryland that hit 100. So people are living longer. You want to invest with, you know, and make sure your investment risk is low. Your taxes are something that we have to consider. We want to lower your taxes. We have some tax strategy. I got this new program. I bought this new program that's showing our clients how to convert their IRAs into the most tax efficient vehicle out there. So if you want to know about all that, give us a call at 561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about legacy planning. We'll talk about healthcare concerns. When you're dealing with a certified financial planner, I have to look at your whole portfolio, your whole plan, which is holistic planning. It's not just, you know, product selling. That's a lot of people out there are just pushing products, and that's the worst thing to do with your retirement. And I'm going to talk about something in this next half hour that I heard from an interview that's coming up that made so much sense to me. Remember, if you have any questions about the IRAs, about the financial MRI roadmap, I would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 239-561-1155. And remember, we talk about these topics on TV every Sunday, on Saving the Investor TV show. You can watch us at 10 o'clock on Fox 4 following Chris Wallace, 11 o'clock on NBC. Right after Meet the Press and 9 p.m. on CTN.
Still to come, the best retirement advice you'll ever hear, and there's even food. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend. Today on Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend, a financial workshop that you don't want to miss. And Alfie welcomes a special guest who looks at what you really need for retirement. And now, Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.
Welcome back. In our last segment, we really talked a lot about volatility. And what we're going to talk about in this segment is very important because it's for business owners. If you're a doctor, if you're lawyers, if you're business owners, we're going to talk about that. Small business, large business, of what we're going to do with them in May coming up. Mary's going to really highlight some things. And we also, coming up real soon, is an interview with David Bach. And it was a fantastic interview. And we're going to be talking about that after the interview, too. But right now, Mary, we have a couple minutes. Let's go ahead and talk about this workshop that we have coming up for small business owners, which I think is very important.
I'm really excited about it, Alfie. You know, we do a lot of workshops at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse for people that are retired or soon to retire. And, you know, sometimes business owners that are highly compensated, they have a lot of revenue for their company. And they may not be the 70-year-old client that we might have at our typical workshop. So we decided to do something really fun for this group of people. You know, here, let me share with you a little fact. Okay. 7.7 million businesses in the U.S. will change hands in the next 10 years. That represents $10 trillion in value. Here's what's so surprising is that only 2% of them know the value of their company. So we're going to be talking about how do people value their business. That's so
evaluate the worth of their company. So that's their business. So that's, we're going to talk about that at the workshop. So if you don't really know what your business is valued at, a lot of people say, you know, it's 2x earnings or this and that, but there's a way, a formula, and we're going to talk about that formula and we'll help you evaluate your business, especially if you know, if you want to pass this business on. Or, you know, have a succession plan. That's the whole thing.
Right, right. And, you know, one thing, Steve Gibbs is the estate planning attorney that's going to be joining us on that. And he mentioned the other day that, you know, business succession planning and your personal estate planning really needs to support each other to maximize your protection. And, you know, some people might have to look at those totally separately. But if you're a business owner, you have to look at your personal financial statement as well as your business financial statement.
Absolutely.
They have to work together hand in hand.
Yes,
so we're going to talk about that. And also, you know, tax relief strategies. You know, let's fast forward. And if tax rates, when they come down, how are you going to turn your tax savings into tax-free income? What are some of the truths about qualified money and taxes? You know, so a lot of tax relief strategies there.
Well, let's talk about that because there are some programs. Like I said, we have programs at our office here that will show if you're a business owner, how you can maximize if you want big deductions right now while you're working. It will take your 401k, the amount that you can put in 401k, it would really 5x that. We can 10x that amount. Depending on your income, depending on how you're structured. So if you want to know how to really save on taxes, that's where our team is going to help you. And taxes are important. I'm not talking about, you know, people that want to go to H&R Block that do their taxes. This is big tax planning strategies that your CPA most likely doesn't understand, and we'll educate them also.
Right, right. And, you know, actually, Alfie, going back to our first segment, when you were talking about required minimum distributions, just imagine the business owner or highly compensated person that's putting in as much as they can into the 401k. When they retire, they're going to have to start taking out a lot, and like you were talking about, at a tax bracket. Yeah. Versus some of the strategies, you're going to be more efficient with that.
Absolutely. And so we're going to talk about that. Now, this is all going to be at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, and it's going to be Tuesday, May 16th. So we're going to be, you know, sending out some information to some of the business owners, but this is at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, May 16th at 6 p.m. That's a Tuesday. Now, the next day, on a Wednesday, the May 17th at 12:15, we're going to have a luncheon. So if you can't make the dinner, you can maybe make the luncheon or vice versa. But it's going to be, if you're a business owner – and you have revenue of $500,000 up to $100 million, you're going to want to come to this workshop, because we're going to show you how to evaluate your value of your company. We're going to talk about succession planning. We're going to also talk about reducing taxes and some tax strategies that you most likely never heard of. So this is going to be an exciting event. We always do public workshops. I'm out at Ruth Chris, a couple times a month. I love it over there. But I'm mostly dealing with people that are retired or soon to be retired. And we'll still keep doing those workshops every month. But in May, we wanted Mary really talked to me about this. I said, this is something that makes sense. So again, this is May 16th. Dinner will be at 6:15. So if you would like to join us, go to savingtheinvestor.com. And you can look at some information there. But you can also give us a call at 239-561-1155.
Straight ahead, special guest David Bach stops by with financial tips you've got to hear. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend.
This is Alfie Townsend, your TV and radio show host of Saving the Investor. In my new book, Keeping on the Retirement Fairway, I explain why it is so important not to take undue risk. When you play golf, just think how your overall score could improve if you could keep 30 to 40% more of your golf balls on the fairway. The same is true with your wealth. Let me show you how we can reduce portfolio volatility 30 to 40% without sacrificing returns. There are no mulligans in retirement, so pick up the phone and call for this all-important information. Call me at 561-1155. That's 561-1155.
Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155, or visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com.
This is Alfie Townsend. I'm very excited about our guest that we have on our show. His name is David Bach, and David has been in the financial industry for nearly three decades, and he's author of 9 best-selling books. He's also been a guest on Oprah Winfrey's show several times and is considered one of America's most trusted financial experts. David, thanks for joining us. So glad to have you on our show. Now, as you know, the stock market's at an all-time high. Interest rates are at or near low, and lots of volatility in not just the marketplace, but global markets, numerous other things, really affect how investors are reacting right now. I meet with clients all the time, and they haven't really changed their approach, even as they enter retirement. A lot of these people, David, are still investing as if they're in the accumulation phase instead of the distribution phase. And what I call that, Dave, is the harvesting phase. One thing I tell people is you already won the game. Why do you want to keep playing? And it's okay to be in the game, but not all in. And a lot of people, Dave, they're in more than they really should be. And that's really what their stomach can handle. But that's why we have to really do that that risk analysis on them.
Well, that's right. You're exactly. I mean, I love that analogy. It's true. When you've won the game, you don't necessarily need to keep playing. So what does that look like? I think, the foundation of a financial plan, again, I go back to the basics. Why do people do financial plans? The number one reason they do them is they want to know they're going to be okay. When you ask them what okay means, that means they want to know they're going to have enough income to live the rest of their life. And most people who retire have no desire to cut back on their lifestyle. In fact, they have every desire to increase their lifestyle. So I think the financial plan comes back to the foundation, which is how much income do you need? Tell me what you want to go do in the next 2 or 3 years. It's great to get to run the income out the rest of your lifetime, but let's take a look at these next 2 or 3 years. Usually when you retire, you're going to go do a bunch of stuff right away. You're going to go travel. You're going to be extremely active. You're going to be more active typically right after you retire than you will be 5, 10, 15, 20 years later. A lot of that's based on health, but also a lot of that's just based on you've had things you want to do, and the first thing that happens in retirement is you now have time to go do them. So often you'll spend more money in the first few years of retirement, which is fine provided your financial plan has been created to account for that. So take a look at how much income do you need? How are you going to generate it? Are you going to guarantee your income? How much risk do you want to take to get that income? And again, what do you really want to do in retirement? Let's really map that out. I think these are all really good financial questions to be asking yourself. And again, if you're in a relationship and you're married, these are really good questions to be doing together, because sometimes retirement can be very stressful for couples. A lot of times one spouse is retired and the other one's not, and they're not ready to all be home together and have lunch every day. So having a vision of what retirement is going to look like for the two of you and how you're going to merge and plan your lives going forward, having that conversation with a financial professional can really smooth the path and make it even easier for the two of you together to get the retirement you both want.
Now, David, besides not having a plan, what are some of the other mistakes most people make when it comes to planning for their financial future?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I just did an interview for a millennial radio show, and I said, you know, the number one mistake millennials make is that they're not saving. So this is often, by the way, a problem for lots of young people. Lots of young people put off saving for investing. As I sit here and I do this interview, I am just a few weeks away from hitting my 50th birthday. And it's amazing because I started investing in a retirement account when I was in my early 20s. And if you had told me that these years were going to go by this fast, I never would have believed it. And I also wouldn't believe how much money I have today, because it's amazing. But these compound interest charts that you always see when you're young, and most people don't do it, they actually work. So, you know, I think the biggest mistake is not saving when you're young, not signing up for your retirement accounts at work. So often we see people, if they do use their 401k plans, they're only putting the minimum into those plans, like 3 or 4%. Often that's because somebody told them only put in until the company matches and then stop. That is a huge mistake. I will tell you, the best advice you could ever be given is max out your retirement account as fast as you can. I recommend that young people put at least an hour a day of their income away. If you save 1 hour a day of your income and you're in your 20s, you will never have to worry about money for the rest of your life. You'll be in great financial shape. What happens is in our 20s, we don't think about money. In our 30s, we start to think about it. In our 40s, we worry about it. And typically in our 50s, we start to hyperventilate. So, you know, older people will always tell younger people, if I only knew now, if I only knew then what I know now, I would have started when I was younger. So start, if you're young and you're listening, start now. The second thing I would tell you, especially for young people, is that since the recession, a lot of young people are not buying homes. You know, we are becoming an Airbnb community where we're not buying things right now. We're using things. And that can work from a lifestyle standpoint, but from an investment standpoint, it is very hard to build wealth if you're going to be a renter for the rest of your life. Home ownership is for savings. And we know in this country that homeowners are anywhere from 30 to 40 times wealthier than the average renter in America. So home ownership is really important. And for young people, saving to buy that first home, getting into your first property can be one of the most critical components of whether or not you'll build real wealth as you get older. And then the next thing comes down to, I see people just accumulating way too much debt and not paying it off. Credit card debt, still a big problem. The recession, people paid their debt off. Now with the economy coming back up again, people are building back up their credit card debt, keeping that credit card debt paid off. And then again, on mortgage debt, I recommend that people pay those mortgages off earlier, because the sooner you pay your mortgage off, if you want to retire, you have the option to retire. My clients that came to me and retired in their mid to late 50s, which is really in most cases 5 to 10 years sooner than the average person retires, the reason they could retire is because they have their mortgage paid off. And then I would say that another mistake I see is people, like you said earlier, start to approach retirement. Often they have kept their portfolios in a growth mode, which is fine up to a certain extent. But once you hit that age of retirement, it's not that you need to go from growth to sitting all in cash, but you may want to pull back on the level of risk that you're taking. And that's where you really, again, go back to looking at the asset allocation that you have, looking at how much risk you're taking, and recognize that as you get older, you're not going to have 10, 15, 20 more years to keep working. So you may not want to be quite as risky as in your 60s as you were in your 40s.
Well, David, you've toured the country and spoke to hundreds of thousands of people. What are the most common fears or misconceptions you hear when it comes to planning for their financial future?
You know, probably the biggest misperception I see, a couple ways. First is that financial planning is difficult. That's going to take a lot of time. It's not. You know, when I sit on stage and I tell people, look, I don't care how big of a mess you think you have, financial virus has seen it all. I mean, I've had people come into my office and literally have 15 retirement accounts, have accounts in four or five or six old 401k plans, and have accounts in mutual funds and annuities and multiple banks. And that's only one person, right? So I've had a couple come in and it's 15 times two and they've got over 30 accounts and they're all embarrassed. Like, I know we haven't done all these things. You know, it's probably too hard for you to figure out. It's not hard for a financial advisor to figure out your mess. And it's not hard for you to clean up your mess. A good financial advisor sitting down with you can help you get organized completely and create a plan, usually in two appointments, maybe three appointments max. So, you know, how long do those appointments take? Again, I'll go back to my days being a financial advisor. Our appointments took an hour. I tell people, look, you're going to come into our office in the first hour, we'll get you totally organized financially. You'll leave our office knowing where you stand financially. Maybe for the first time ever, you'll actually know what your net worth statement is. You'll know exactly where all your assets are, and you'll have some idea around the risk you're right now taking and what your fees are that you're paying. That's the first appointment. That's a lot, by the way. In the second appointment, a good financial advisor can then give you a plan that shows you how to take what you've got, make sure it lasts your lifetime, and where to invest that money so it doesn't run out. That's two appointments. And so what I see is that, you know, the average person will work over their lifetime somewhere between 70 to 90,000 hours. That's how many hours they'll work. And yet the idea often of taking 2 or 3 hours to work on a financial plan seems intimidating. And what I will tell anyone who's listening, if you are within 5 years of retirement or even 10 years of retirement, taking 2 or 3 hours to get your financial life organized so that you can protect yourself and your family may be the best hours you ever invest. And it's easier than you think. And in most cases, I also tell you, you're probably in better shape than you realize. Often people are richer than they realize, and you're richer than you think. You may even be closer to being able to retire than you realize. So a lot of times people who are afraid to meet with a financial planner because they think they're going to find out they have to work for the rest of their lives are often shocked to find out that they're actually much closer to being able to retire than they ever would have imagined. And that can be a really fun, positive meeting.
Those are our favorite meetings, David. When I can tell someone that comes to see me, not only will they be taken care of in retirement, but they might be able to start retirement even earlier. I know it's important that people feel comfortable with their financial advisor and understand that everyone is on the same page. Here at the Advantage Retirement Group, we will help you to create a plan that works towards your retirement goals. Give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Again, thanks so much, Dave. I know your time is so important, and I'm very honored to have you on our show, and I appreciate the time you've given us.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's been great to be with you today.
And we'll have some more of Saving the Investor in a couple minutes.
Coming up, ask Alfie as he tackles your questions. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.
Sean Hannity here. Now, I've talked before about how I'm not a real big fan of the stock market and, of course, presidential change and the world unrest. Well, that contributes to its volatility. Now, if there's one lesson to be learned from 2008, poor planning can create devastation to your hard-earned retirement savings. Now, don't let unforgiving markets create a perfect storm. Get a certified financial planner on your side. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. He's Southwest Florida financial planner Alfie Townshend. Now, his easy-to-understand approach resonates with retirees and those soon to retire. With time-tested, straightforward solutions, Alfie designs plans that help reduce risk and protect and to grow your assets. Now, to be better prepared than you were in 2008, you need a customized retirement income plan that is designed specifically for you today. Now, call Alfie Townshend at 561-1155, 561-1155, on the web at savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Townshend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor. And the last segment, you know, we talked about, we really heard this interview with David Bach. But this guy has, like I said, he's written 9 books, been on Oprah Winfrey so many times. but he is a financial guru, and it was a privilege to be able to interview him and talk to him and know him and, you know, be really part of the organization with him, because he's really at the forefront. And one thing he said, Mary, that really blew me away was that 70 to 90,000 hours is the average time people will work in their lifetime. 70 to 90,000 hours. So if you think about that, and then a lot of times they spend all that time working and they do no time planning. So he said, you know, it's crazy not to spend 2 to 3 hours with a certified financial planner for all the hard work you've done, getting up in the morning from the alarm clock, driving, shoveling snow, taking ice off your windshield, hitting that traffic every day, and not to do right by your retirement is the wrong thing to do. You have to have a plan in place. That's why I always say, let us have an opportunity to look at what you have and what we call that financial MRI roadmap and put the proper plan in place for you, or to see if you're properly aligned in your planning. You work so many hours in your lifetime, get it right, because when you retire, like I say in the book, there is no mulligans in retirement.
Absolutely. And, you know, my encouragement to all the listeners is take advantage of what Alfie's talking about here. If you have retired or are soon to retire and you've accumulated enough wealth to be able to retire, Alfie's the man that you want to talk to. Like he said, you've put in so many hours of work, and isn't it worth just another 2 or 3 hours of your time to make sure you have the right plan in place? So, Alfie, thanks for making that available to our listeners.
Absolutely.
So we've got just a few minutes left here. This time flew by quickly, but we do get questions from our listeners. And so, Alfie, let's talk about some of these questions that we've got. Here's one from Susan in Naples. And she says, what do you think is the safest investment for the next 5 to 7 years? Now, I know it depends upon everyone's situation. And so maybe speak to that. What's the safest investment?
Yeah, it's hard to really answer that because I don't know her age. I don't know anything
right
about her. But typically, if somebody, you know, that we deal with that are, you know, retired or soon to be retired, a safe investment, if they're looking for something like 5 to 7 years, then that has to be something that's a very, you know, conservative to more of a moderate portfolio, something that doesn't have penalties, something that doesn't have a lot of fluctuation. So it could be one of our dividend paying portfolios. So they have that income coming in. It really depends. What I'm going to do is, you know, if you're listening out there, give us a call, set up an appointment, and let me dig deeper, see, you know, your age, what you're needing this money for, and then I can put that plan in place
right
for you.
And that's a great point. What is the, you know, she has a time frame of 5 to 7 years. Well, what's the purpose of that? What's going to happen? What's the triggering event? She's planning on living much longer than that, I'm sure. So you structure that properly. Okay, so here's a question from Rosemary. She says, I'm receiving an inheritance from my cousin in England. I want to invest it prudently, but I also want to enjoy my life now and enjoy it the money in later years as well. How can you help me, Alfie?
Well, like David said, we're coming pretty close to the end of a segment, but to our show. But what David said is, you know, when you retire, Mary, the first 1 to 2 years, you know, I'm going to leave extra money out for that plan, because that's when you're going to want to travel the most and do the most. Remember, we call those the go-go years,
right?
And then the no-go years, and then slow-go.
slow-go and no-go.
But so, you know, it depends on how you want to invest it. If you want to invest it where you're just taking the interest and leave a legacy behind, if you want to spend that money, there's ways that we can give you fantastic income for your lifetime and not much left for your heirs. If that's, you know, if you don't have any heirs, that's what you want. So it depends. Again, you know, there's so many different situations. I like answering these questions, but I need more information from our listeners when they do that. I need to know their age and stuff like that. But we have probably time for one more.
All right. And actually, this one refers to what you just said there, knowing their age. This is Amy in Fort Myers. She said, I was talking to a friend who said that her philosophy on investing is the old rule of thumb. Subtract your age from 100, and that's the percentage you should invest in stocks. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, it's a one that you heard for many, many years. Right. The thing about if you're 60 years old, you take 60 minus, you know, your 100, and, you know, it's saying 40% should be in stock, 60% should be in something fixed. But the thing about it is this. If you have a well-diversified portfolio, you might be able to do a 70-30, or, you know, because our volatility is down. So the whole thing is get a plan in place. Call us for that financial MRI, because I think that financial MRI roadmap is the way to have that retirement that you're looking to have, that you dreamt about, that you don't have to sit and, you know, worry about, am I in the right stuff? Am I, you know, am I taking too much risk? And that's what we, you know, really boil down to, is trying to get that, you know, trying to get your volatility so we can do the right plan for you. Until next time, be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. Investment advisory services offered through Townshend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.